This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President Joe Biden is back at the White House this morning following his visit to Europe and meeting in Switzerland with Russian President Vladimir Putin. He returned to the United States late Wednesday. Biden and Putin exchanged cordial words and plotted modest steps on arms control and diplomacy, but emerged from their much-anticipated Swiss summit Wednesday largely where they started, with deep differences on human rights, cyber attacks, election interference, and more. Biden said in the next several months would serve as a test of whether relations between the two countries can improve. Biden also emphasized the last thing Putin wants now is a Cold War. President Biden is set to sign into law later today the creation of a new federal holiday commemorating the end of slavery in the United States. Juneteenth, National Independence Day, will be observed each year on the 19th of June. Juneteenth commemorates when the last enslaved African Americans learned they were free. Confederate soldiers surrendered in April 1865, but word didn't reach the last enslaved black people until June 19, when Union soldiers brought the news of freedom to Galveston, Texas, 2.5 years after President Abraham Lincoln signed the Emancipation Proclamation. The legislation to create the holiday arrives at Biden's desk after receiving approval through unanimous consent in the Senate on Tuesday and passing the House of Representatives by a vast majority on Wednesday. For more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. Reporting via remote, I'm Michael Brown. This